episode number 7 of Ghostman Horror TLS. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Jared Morris. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about horror songs.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot Door AI. Welcome to our podcast, where today we discuss one of the most mystifying and intriguing genres of music, horror songs. With interesting melodies, ghastly lyrics, and chilling themes, horror songs have always managed to capture our imagination in a way that no other form of music can. Over the years, we have seen a plethora of horror songs emerge from different corners of the music world, terrifying us more and more with every note. In this podcast, we take a look at the origin of horror songs, the chemistry between the lyrics and the eerie melodies, and some of the most spine-chilling horror songs that have emerged over time.
The thrill of being scared has always piqued our curiosity, and horror songs are no exception. They have been around as long as humans have been telling ghost stories to each other, and many would argue that the horror song genre finds its roots in the 1960s. It was during this time that bands such as the Rolling Stones and the Beatles began to experiment with dark and eerie themes in their music, giving rise to the sub-genre of horror songs in rock music. However, it wasn't until the 1970s that the genre really began to gain popularity, with bands like Black Sabbath, Alice Cooper, and Kiss dominating the scene with their horror-themed songs. One of the most intriguing aspects of horror songs is the chemistry between the lyrics and the music, which creates an eerie yet fascinating atmosphere. These songs have the power to send shivers down our spine and make us feel uncomfortable, yet we're drawn to them like moths to a flame. The marriage of spooky or morbid lyrics with haunting melodies, sadistic vocals, and powerful instrumentals make for a truly unique and thrilling listening experience that cannot be replicated by any other genre.
One song that perfectly showcases the chemistry between the music and the lyrics is "Welcome to My Nightmare" by Alice Cooper. The song is a horrifying tale of a man trapped in a nightmare where he is tormented by his deepest fears. The dark and brooding melody underscores the lyrics, intensifying the horror of the story. Alice Cooper's sinister vocals, which switch between raspy whispers and ferocious wails, send a chill down your spine as he warns you to be careful what you dream. It might come up and scare you. Another example of such eerie chemistry is Black Sabbath, by the band Black Sabbath, from their debut album with the same name. The song opens with the sound of a thunderstorm, and then follows Ozzy Osbourne's disturbing vocals, warning about the arrival of the titular figure. The music takes on a slow and ominous tempo, with Tony Iommi's guitar riffs creating a haunting effect that perfectly complements the lyrics. The song's ghastly and ethereal air does justice to its subject matter and holds the listener captive, leaving a lasting impression. Now let us take a deeper dive into some of the most spine-chilling horror songs that have sent shivers down our spine over the years. One such song that needs no introduction is Thriller, by Michael Jackson. The song was released in 1982 and went on to become one of the most iconic horror songs of all time. With a cheerful pop tune that fused with elements of funk and disco, Jackson's horror-themed lyrics dealt with zombies rising from their graves, werewolves, and evil creatures. The song topped the charts for weeks, and the accompanying music video, directed by John Landis, revolutionized the art of music videos. Another classic horror song that is worth mentioning is The Monster Mash, by Bobby Pickett. The song is a fun and playful take on the horror genre, featuring mad scientists, zombies, and ghouls grooving to an upbeat tune. It was first released in 1962 and has since become a Halloween staple, with its catchy melody and tongue-in-cheek lyrics drawing in audiences of all ages. Finally, we come to People Are Strange, by The Doors, one of the most chilling horror songs of all time. The song was released in 1967, and its peculiar melody and lyrics have left an indelible mark on the music scene. The eerie, hypnotic intro accompanied by Jim Morrison's melancholic voice creates an atmosphere of loneliness and despair, perfectly conveying the song's message of alienation and disillusionment. The haunting melody and lyrics make for a captivating listen and have earned the song its place in the pantheon of horror songs.
In conclusion, horror songs continue to amaze, terrify, and captivate us with their haunting melodies and spine-chilling lyrics. They have become a part of our culture, with new horror songs emerging every year, showing us that our fascination with the darker side of human nature has no bounds. We hope that this podcast has given you an insight into the origins and chemistry of horror songs and introduced you to some of the most spine-tingling horror songs of all time. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back with more interesting topics soon. Stay tuned. This was Horror Songs by Ghostman Horror Tale S, and this was episode number 7. My name is Jared Morris, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.
Podbot Door AI.